Penguin Random House Audio presents After You by Jojo Moyes. Read for you by Anna Acton. Chapter 1. The big man at the end of the bar is sweating. He holds his head low over his double scotch, but every few minutes he glances up and out, behind him, towards the door. A fine sheen of perspiration glistens under the strip lights. He lets out a long, shaky breath disguised as a sigh and turns back to his drink.
Hey, excuse me.
I look up from polishing glasses.
Can I get another one here?
I want to tell him it's really not a good idea. It won't help. It might even put him over the limit. But he's a big guy, and it's 15 minutes till closing time, and according to company guidelines, I have no reason to tell him no. So I walk over, take his glass and hold it up to the optic. He nods at the bottle.
Double,
he says, and slides a fat hand down his damp face. That'll be £7.20, please. It's 11:15 on a Tuesday night, and the Shamrock and Clover, East City Airport's Irish theme pub, which is as Irish as Mahatma Gandhi, is winding down for the night. The bar closes 10 minutes after the last plane takes off, and right now, it's just me, an intense young man with a laptop, the cackling women at table 2, and the man nursing a double Jameson's, waiting for either the SC107 to Stockholm or the DB224 to Munich, and the latter has been delayed for 40 minutes. I've been on since midday as Carly has a stomachache and went home. I don't mind. I never mind staying late. Humming softly to Celtic Pipes of the Emerald Isle, Volume 3, I walk over and collect the glasses from the two women who are peering intently at some video footage on a...